Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is a new year, 2025. Hello. Good morning to you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. We're in the new year. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We give thanks to the Lord for all of his benefits. Bless his holy name. 2025. What are you going to do this year? What does this year look like for you? Well, I'm excited about God, and I'm excited about the work that's going to be done, the seeds that's going to be planted this year. Okay, the seeds that's going to be planted, things that I may not have gotten done last year, but I'm planting some more seeds and fertilizing and put more water on the seeds that were already planted and do more. That's what I would like to do this year. Do more. What about helping others, helping more? What about standing, getting out of my comfort zone when I want to do this, but God's calling me to do that. And I'm not really comfortable, but I have to do. I have to go. I have to say, speak, do what he's called me to do. Yeah. This is a new year, and we're looking for new mercies and new grace and favor from God. Along with that grace, excuse me, and along with that favor, comes our service, comes our faithfulness. Yeah. We have a word for you today. And this is a common message or common word. We do it every year, but I'm praying that it takes on a new light. A new mantle in your life. The topic of our message today is resolutions. Resolutions. I resolve to do this. I promise to do that. I'm starting my year off with this promise to myself to do this. Or even your resolution, you made a resolution or promise to God. Well, I'm starting my year off with this promise. Yeah, that's what the topic of our message is resolutions. And I just thank God for blessing us to make it through this year into the new year. And I want to tell Sister Pat, Happy New Year to you. I want to tell her, go ahead. Let this new year bring new blessings and new friends that you meet. New family that you meet, the new people that you hadn't seen in a long time. Family members, I pray that this will be a blessing to you this year. Family members that you haven't seen, you haven't even met. Children's children. Yeah, I pray that you would get a chance to see some that you haven't met and that you would be blessed. I thank God for each and every one that listens to our broadcast. I thank God for KJFF Radio. I thank God for Kurt and all of the workers. God has blessed us tremendously. And I don't take it for granted. He's been good. And he's blessed us over and over again. Yeah. Our message is going to come from the book of St. John, the 21st chapter. St. John 21, verse 15. And while you're getting that out, or got your notes and stuff together, just join me as I ask God to just bless this message and bless this new year. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We certainly don't take it lightly. First, Lord, I lift up those who are hurting. I lift up those who have been affected by violence. Lord, I just pray that your blood would cover and you would ease the pain and hurt that so many are feeling. Yeah. Through nothing that they did, it just happened to them. Lord, I pray that you would bless and that you would bring comfort and ease. And then, Lord, I just pray that you would bring healing to those who are in hospital rooms. And I pray, God, that you would be there to bring peace and remove pain. And, Lord, I pray that you would bring families together. Not out of hurt, but out of love. We give you praise for all you've done and all you're doing. Help us to grow continuously in you, being better and stronger than we were last year. In Jesus' name, we thank you for all things. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, our message is going to come from St. John, the 21st chapter, the 15th verse. And if you hear little footprints, that's my dog. My dog, her name is Ripley, and she wants to be where I'm at. So those little footprints that you might hear in the background sounds like feet walking. That's my dog, Ripley. All right. St. John 21 and 15, the title of our message is Resolutions. We're all familiar with that. Every year, what's your promises? What promises are you making? What's going on with you? A lot of people make promises. Yeah. And so this is a message. This is a message to one of the Lord's most faithful disciples. Okay? And then let's just put your name in the midst of that. Yeah. This is from Jesus to Peter. Let's put your name in that instead of to Peter, to you. Okay? All right. Let's look at St. John, the 21st chapter. Our key verse is verse 15. Jesus is talking with Peter. All right. Now let's go to 14. Let's go up a little bit. Because, you know, we always read what happened before and what happened after. Okay, so. Okay, let's just start with. This is after the crucifixion, okay? After the crucifixion. All right. Let's just start with verse 13, okay? Our key verse is 15, 21 and 15. All right. 13 says, Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. Verse 14 says, this was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Okay? Verse 14, it says, Jesus appeared before to his disciples more than one time, okay, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, okay? So verse 14 says, this was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead, okay? All right. So verse 15 is our key verse. It says, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? He asked him, do you truly love these? Love me more than these? Let's see what Peter says. Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. All right. That's it. That's our key right there. And then we can go on in. We can go take it a little bit further, okay? All right. Let's take it a little bit further. Verse 16. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Now the lambs, the babies, and now they growing up and they're the sheep now. Okay, the third time, verse 17. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Yeah, feed my sheep. The title of our message is resolutions. What resolution are you making? What promises are you making for the Lord? For your Christian walk. Yeah. Jesus had a wonderful way of restoring us when we fail him. Remember, Peter denied Jesus three times. And by right, Jesus did not have to accept him. What if somebody lies on you? Are you forgiving? Okay, that's a whole nother story. All right. Let's go on. Jesus didn't humiliate him, okay? And he don't humiliate us. He doesn't ask us to make resolutions to try harder. He just don't do it. He doesn't say, well, you need to make a resolution that you're going to not do this again. Nope, Jesus doesn't ask us to do that. Rather, he takes us aside and asks us to reaffirm our love for him. What does your love for him look like? And are you willing to reaffirm it? Peter miserably failed the Lord when he fled with the other disciples from the Garden of Gethsemane. Later, Peter publicly denied that he had even knew Jesus. Peter must have wondered if he had been capable of being Jesus' disciples when he was unfaithful to Jesus in his most crucial hour. Could he even be a disciple? As you begin this new year, you might be painfully aware that you failed the Lord in many ways. Nobody's perfect, and there may have been multiple times that you failed. The Lord led you, told you, I want you to do this. The Lord sent somebody to you, and you turned them away. Maybe you were not as faithful as you should be. Maybe you, or perhaps you disobeyed his word. Maybe you denied him by the way you lived. I don't know. Did you do some things last year that you really shouldn't have done? The way you lived. Jesus will take you aside, just like he did Peter. He won't berate you. He won't humiliate you. He will ask you to examine your love for him. There it is right there. Jesus is going to ask you, do you love me? He asked Peter, do you love me? And if your answer is like Peter, it's yes, Lord, I do. I love you. He will reaffirm his love for you. And if you truly love him, you'll obey him. Yeah. John 14 and 15. We're going to turn that real quick. John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, you will obey my command. That's out of Jesus' mouth right there. If you really love him, you'll obey his command. This is a new year, y'all. This is a new year. He's given us grace, favor, mercy, over and over again. Yeah. Jesus don't need your resolutions or recommitments or promises to try harder. If your resolve to obey God last year did not help you, to be faithful, It won't help you to be successful this year. If your resolve is, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. And I'm resolving I'm going to do that. You didn't do it last year. What would make you do it this year? It's not about making promises. Come on, somebody. It's not about your promises. It's not about your promises. It's not about resolutions, you guys. It's about your love. Do you love him? Jesus asks for your love. And if you truly love him, your service for him in the new year will be one of quality, one of faithfulness, quality that he deserves. Do you love me? And then let's just go on a little bit further, okay? He says, do you love me? Okay, let's go back to 21 and 15. And he asked that for a reason. Okay, let's just go back to it. John 21, verse 15. Okay, he says, verse 15 said, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Yeah. See, in this scene, Jesus led Peter through the experience that would remove the cloud of denial. See, Peter had disowned Jesus three times, and three times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him. And when Peter answered yes, Jesus told him to feed his sheep. Mm-hmm. See, it's one thing to say that you love Jesus, but the real test is the willingness to serve him. Come on now. You can make your mouth say anything. I love you. I love you. What's your willingness to serve him? Peter had repented. And here Jesus was asking him to commit his life. Peter's life was changed when he fully realized who Jesus was. His occupation changed from fisherman. Come on, now y'all know Peter was an evangelist as well. His occupation changed from a fisherman to evangelist. His identity changed from an impetuous person. You know, Peter, he would fly off the handle. He was impetuous to rock. His identity changed from impetuous to rock. On a solid rock I stand. Yeah. And his relationship to Jesus changed. He was forgiven. And he finally understood the significance of Jesus' words about his death and about his resurrection. Yeah, he got it. He got it. It's not about promises. Peter made those promises and then he failed. We make promises. We try. We have good intentions. But just as easy as we make a promise, we fail to live up to it. Just as easy as you say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Halfway in, or maybe even a third of the way in, or maybe even a tenth of the way in. We have to let that go. We don't have time for that. Or yeah, I promised it, but I'm going to do this because he gives us free will. He didn't tear Peter down when Peter denied him. Yeah. We make promises and resolutions. But what I want to emphasize is that Jesus said, if you love me, feed my lambs. That's taking care of the young folk. That's not denying the young people. Don't talk about them and think negative things and not be willing to help. Not be willing to encourage them. Not be willing to smile on them and tell them you're doing good. I'm proud of you. What can I do to help you to see that you are keep doing what you're doing? And you know, let me tell you, the love of God in me makes me want to do this or see the light in you. Encourage young people. Build them up. Yeah. Feed my lambs. And then Jesus said, well, if you love me, feed my sheep. Those that you work with. Those in your family. What about family? Huh. You know. You already know. You ain't talked to them in a whole year. What about family? You might live in the same city and not talk to your family for a whole year. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'm just talking about me. Come on, somebody. See, I can't tell you to do, and I haven't done. Yeah, I got family that I don't even know in the city that I live in. Huh. Maybe I could show them some kindness. But maybe I could show them some love. Maybe I could show them some goodness. Maybe I could tell them about Jesus' love. And loves them no matter what. I'm speaking of myself. I got family members in the city that I haven't spoken to in a whole year. I have relatives, my nephew, my nieces, haven't spoken to them or speak to them once in a whole year. That's not acceptable. Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. That's just not words in a book. It's not. It's not. So many people say they love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and repeated every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll hasten. I'll get closer. I'll run to his throne. Yeah. That's the words of a song. We sing it. Jesus heard Peter's words. He hears your resolutions. What you resolve to do. You know what Jesus' answer is? If you love me, feed my lambs. Verse 16 of the St. John 21. St. John 21, verse 16. It says, let's go to 15. Verse 15, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Yeah, take care of the young folk. Verse 16, again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Take care of my sheep. The third time, he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. After it's all said and done, promises for this, promises for that, promises, 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 resolution, I resolve to do this, I resolve to do that, and I'm going to do this this year. This year I'm going to do this. If you love me, Jesus said, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my sheep. Yeah, we are our brother's keeper. We have to care about one another. We must love one another just like Jesus loves us. We got to care about each other. Well, what if? What if somebody don't look like us? What if somebody don't have what we have? What if we have a home and we have cars? Somebody else is sleeping in a tent or sleeping on a bag, sleeping on cardboard, have the same clothes. That's all they have. Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. Well, what if? What if you see the same person asking over and over again for money, asking over and over again? Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So your promises, what do your promises mean? Peter promised Jesus, Lord, you know I love you. Lord, I'll never betray you. Lord, I'll never do this. Lord, da 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 da. But he denied Jesus three times. And then he got angry about it. Okay? When the girl said, yeah, he's one of those followers. A girl recognized Jesus and she said, yeah, he's one of those followers of him. He got angry and he told him, I told you I don't know him. He denied Jesus three times. Somebody even was a witness to confirm, yeah, you one of those disciples. You're a follower. He got mad about that. I told you. I'm not one of the followers. I'm not one of them. Jesus didn't say, because you denied me, you'll never be one of mine. Jesus didn't say, because you denied me, I'll never claim you again. You'll never be one of my disciples. Jesus didn't say none of that. Jesus didn't say, I don't want nothing to do with you. When you didn't want nothing to do with me, when you publicly was angry that somebody said you was one of my followers, you was angry and you said, I don't know him, blank, blank, blank. I told you, I don't know him. Jesus could have said, get away from me. I don't know you. But no, he said, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. That's what we're going to end this broadcast with, this thought in mind. Jesus, I love you. And we will do the work. Feed his sheep and feed his lambs. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talk. Go on Facebook. Look for Donna Evans or Trinity Talks. I love to see you on there every Sunday at 9 o'clock. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Until next time.